I am Shanaz Alam Denlinger, and I came to the United States when I was 6.5 years old, and I am originally from Bangladesh. I am first-generation immigrant. I became a U.S. citizen in the later part of the 90s. I'm an architectural engineer by profession, and teaching is my second career. I've been teaching for 26 years, and I've been teaching mathematics and engineering courses. Most of my teaching career was with Pittsburgh Public, and then I came to Winchester. This is my sixth year. I like being here because there is a lot of people of color, a lot of students. I've noticed that I like representing those students. I think that the more staff that resembles what the students look like, the better it is. My parents came here for a better life. My father, at the time of independence, I don't know if you guys studied the history, but Bangladesh used to be part of Pakistan. And when we got our independence the first year, my father was the first batch of students who received a Bengali engineering degree. And he was also the first batch of students to actually get a scholarship to come to the United States from a free Bangladesh. And so getting an education was everything. And he was so proud of the fact that everyone could go to school here that he assumed that I could go to school as well. And at the time I was starting school, they didn't have English as a second language in the classrooms. So you had to know English before you started school. Unfortunately, when he took me to register for school in June, the school told him I could not enter because I didn't know enough English. That summer, my father taught me my alphabet, my numbers, and how to read and write. And then I took the exam again in August. And yes, I started school on time. But what was disappointing was it was so painful for my father because, you know, he thought I could go to school. But yes, I would have had to have been delayed had he not taken the time to teach me. I was the only Asian student in some of my classes, which made me feel extremely isolated. I tried very much to fit in and belong. But fitting in and belonging means you sometimes have to give up your identity. You have to pretend like you're not who you really are. I think I masked some of who I was when I was in school. I don't know that I always identified as Asian or wanted other people to know that. My family experienced a lot of bullying and we had a lot of negative experiences, but I still have a lot of pride in where I come from. When I recall Bangladesh, I recall that any celebration, any big gathering, it was always about everyone outside coming to visit inside. The celebrations were all about lots of people. It was never just about your personal family, the neighbors coming and all the relatives coming and days and days of it. It wasn't just one day of celebration. It was many days of celebration. So I really love that. Yeah, I miss it. My favorite place, a place called Sylhet, and it's very green. It grows tea. It has a lot of water as well. Certain parts of Sylhet are almost like jungle-like. Other parts of Sylhet are like rolling tea gardens. And other parts of Sylhet are very much like natural preserves where you see animals and things like that. People always tell me, why do you still stay in Pittsburgh? And I will tell you, I love the arts. As my son was growing up, I could take him to the museum without spending a fortune. I could take him to all of the cultural centers. I could take him to all of the theaters and the shows and not feel like I was spending so much money that I couldn't afford it. I love that about Pittsburgh. I love that it has so much for us to do. And I also like the fact that Pittsburgh is very affordable. And I do think that although people might say people aren't friendly, I've found that you can always find people if you really want to, that you can connect with. And I found a really close group of people here that I connect with. So I make Pittsburgh my home.